This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Horn. Glad to be here. But the real star of our program is the gentleman that sits right next to me here in the CRN Broadcast Center, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of Hunter, Land's End, Agent X. This is the man, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
What are you yapping about over there?
All your great shows. I like to do the whole laundry list of all the great things you've done.
You should go on IMDb.
And take a look at what you've done.
And copy all the junk I've been in.
You've done a lot of stuff, Fred Dreyer.
I have been on Lost.
You have been. And you know, we were out with one of the great talk show hosts, Larry Elder, one day.
Yes.
At the free happy hour that Larry likes to go to.
Larry.
Someplace undisclosed. And Larry was saying, look, he says, you're amazing. And I thought he was talking to me because, of course, I say.
Well, you're amazing.
You're
too,
the same.
In different ways.
Thank you. It's different ways. But he was saying, you, Fred Dreyer, have had two incredible careers as a sports legend with football, and then when that career was done, you go into acting, and you bring that to us each and every week here on the show. It's amazing.
And are you grateful?
I'm grateful to work with you. I really am. You are one of the greats of all time. How was your week? You have a good week this week?
You know what I did this entire week, including last weekend? I did nothing but convalesce, take care of my back.
You've been having back problems. Is it better?
I'm glad I did. Here's the beauty of being having an athletic background for all these years is I know what an injury is.
Yep.
I know what's part time. I know what's full time. I know what's dangerous. I know what's you can't monkey around with, and I know how to get well.
Yeah, so that's the key, and we should talk about that a little bit on the show today. If you have some thoughts and processes out there, please, by all means, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Yeah.
And then definitely, because we read him on the air, email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And again, if you can do that, you can get an information to him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And we do read those emails on the air, Fred Dreyer.
And by the way, I've got all my fan mail and stuff. You guys are good enough to take the time to write to me. And to us,
yes.
This is a half a letter in here to you.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
You'll do it right to make your home look its best, indoors and out. Lowe's does it right, too, because we're the only national home center that carries Purdy paintbrushes and rollers, the number one brand preferred by pros. So if it's good enough for pro jobs, you can be sure it can take on yours. For your outdoors, update your patio furniture and save big with up to 25% off patio clearance items. Whatever your next project, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. U.S. only.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
And now today's Valero Minute. Top-tier detergent gasoline is the premier standard for gasoline performance, endorsed by seven of the world's top automakers. But why top-tier? Top-tier detergent gasoline reduces deposits on critical engine parts, which hurts engine performance. And top-tier detergent gasoline contains higher levels of cleaning additives to keep a vehicle's intake system clean, improve mileage, reduce emissions, and provide unsurpassed anti-corrosion protection. And now a word from Valero.
Clean living. Most times it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go, and your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, a guy who had two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks very much. I don't know what we're handling first. I just glanced down here and
Machado,
I saw this.
Come on.
Is it Machado or David Ortiz? I don't know.
Which one are you? Well, let's start with Machado. I want to talk
all right,
a little bit about,
talk about him.
You know, he was a great star on in Baltimore, and then went to the Dodgers and played well for a while there, and then stepped on that Red Sox guy's foot on first base when he was hustling by, and people said, hey, he's kind of a dirty player. And then people didn't know about him, started looking back and said, well, maybe he's a little hot-headed.
They always knew that.
They always knew it. Well, yeah. Now they don't. They know it in San Diego because apparently Manny Machado was upset to be called out on strikes at a recent game. And he was, the umpires are saying violence in the workplace is not tolerated. The Umpires Association, Major League Baseball's umpires, they gave Manny Machado a one-game suspension for contact with an umpire over balls and strikes and violently throwing his bat against the backstop with absolutely no regard to anyone's safety.
Temper tantrum.
They said violence in the workplace is not tolerated and offenders are dealt with severely and made examples of for the good of its employees as well as the company itself.
Well, you got everybody hashtagging him now. Hashtag violence, hashtag not appreciated, hashtag temper tantrum, hashtag inaction, hashtag make an example of, and hashtag nonsense.
Yeah,
so all of that stuff is now trending, and look, here's what. Did I interrupt you?
No, go right ahead. No,
see, here's the deal. they've done such a good job of cleaning up, sanitizing baseball with the instant replays, and you've taken every opportunity away from a player to throw a temper tantrum and to argue.
That's true.
Okay. And sometimes that happens, and sometimes you have to make a way for it. I also think the most you could make out of this, to me, is that there might be a theme in Manny Machado that he's sorry he signed with the Padres.
Well, now let's get back to that second. First off, let's take your first point. They have, with replays, taken a look at all these things, and you can see the umpires do a fairly good job, but sometimes they get it wrong, and they analyze, and they do. The one area where you can't argue is balls and strikes, and now, in looking at the K-zone, or what do they have on your local baseball broadcast, you can see when the umpire's making a bad call, because the ball goes, it's not a strike, it goes too high, or goes outside or inside, so you start saying, wait a minute. Then you get a, you know, the commentator there, maybe not the play-by-play guy, the commentator says, well, that looked like a ball to me. And next thing you know, you're firing up the fan base that maybe this umpire is not that good. So umpires probably a little, you know, upset about the fact that they're being put out there every single day. People can look at their balls and strikes. So Manny gets upset. He's at the plate. He gets called out on strikes, yelling at the umpire over balls and strikes, committing violence by throwing his bat against the wall. And so this is a problem. And now Major League Baseball, they're on Manny Machado's side, saying, like, let's, you know, let's kind of calm down a little bit. The team, the Padres, are on his side. They're behind him, he says, on
this. They have to.
And they have to support their guy.
Yep.
So we got this little bit of a problem. So and now the second part of your comment, since we talked about that first, is maybe Manny's upset about maybe signing with the Padres because they're sort of mired into, you know, second or third place or whatever right now.
They flattened out.
Yeah, and maybe he wants to be on a contender, although there is, you know, there are the wild card teams. They've got a shot at that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, getting back to the strikes, balls and strikes.
Yeah.
You know what these players are doing now.
What's that?
As soon as they strike out.
Going back and looking?
They run back into the video
really?
Room.
Yes?
Yes, they do. And they take a look to see how this guy's calling balls and strikes.
There you go.
If they say, okay, he was right about that, then there's credibility. But if you got guys two or three times a game anyway who have been called out on strikes, go into that room and find out that, hey, wait a minute, that's BS. That's not a strike. Then you have a growing sentiment that is not healthy for the sport.
And you know what? You're right about this, Fred Dreyer, because you can look at it as a fan. You can see if the guy's being consistent. And, you know, I've seen a lot of times a guy's given somebody a high strike a lot during the game. And so you're a pro batter up there. If I'm playing and I think it's outside and the guy's calling a strike, maybe you have to go look at it a couple of times and say, I'm not going to get that pitch. I better swing at it. That can throw a whole team into an abyss, I think, if you've got an umpire that's changing the strike zone.
If you're, I guess, your star, your leader on your team is at odds with umpiring, your entire team will feel the same way.
Right.
And so you have to make sure you know what you're doing here in terms of leading. The other thing else is the Padres are, you know, I don't know where they are. They're fourth, fifth. They're right above the Giants, you know, in the division. Giants, I think, are last. But they're going nowhere. And here's what's interesting. You know, I saw this in my arc of my career when players go solely for the consideration of money.
Right.
You can hurt yourself. You know, it's one thing. It's one thing in my day when people didn't get paid to say, I got to go where the money is. I can't leave this sport without, I can't afford to leave $40,000 on the table over the 3-year period. You know, I've got to make sure that I capitalize on this as much as I possibly can, because I've got maybe 2 or 3 years left on this contract. And when this contract's up, I'm out of here. So there's a consideration in that period of time where there was no money in sports, no money in pro football, no money in baseball, so to speak. And now here they are signing these multi-year deals. And if you're a player like Harper in Philadelphia,
right,
and you're getting $335 million for 13 years,
wow,
are you going to be happy staying in on the same team for 13 years with all the ups and downs? You better hope the last 5 years of your career is good, because you're going to wind up being 40 some odd years of age, and you're going to be tired of that haranguing you're going to get from those Philadelphia fans. I wouldn't sign anywhere. I don't care what the Yankees in their heyday. I would not sign anywhere more than 3 to 5 years. Period. He doesn't have another contract in him. They'll say, well, you know, I mean, he's making a lot of money now. I mean, so that's enough for him. You know, and another five years, that's not going to be that big of a contract.
I want to talk with you a little bit more about that here later in the show, because to get your feeling as a player, that's a big statement you're making. You look at a guy like you said, Harper, and if you're going to be there for 13 years, but you're going to fall off in the last six are going to be a little embarrassing, that's going to cause a little friction. There's a lot of stuff to talk about here. If you're the owner of a team and a player, we'll have more for you. Stay with us here. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi to Janice and Darren and Bruce, Amy, all tuning in on Facebook Live. Thanks for joining us here. We're coming at you in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our program, Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, we're live on Wednesdays with the video on Facebook Live and doing our show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Then Saturdays on Channel 211 on Sirius XM and on Sports Byline and radio stations all over the country at noon Pacific time, 3 Eastern, and Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific. That's 9 a.m. Eastern. Join us here, and don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
That's Saturday, Sirius Radio. That's a good slot.
Channel 211, Dan Patrick's channel. Dan takes the hour off, and we fill in for him.
That's right.
We love Dan. All right, David Ortiz. He is his condition upgraded to good. That's still a serious deal. What do you know about this, Fred?
What I know about it was only what I heard initially when they announced that some guys on motorcycles drove by this outdoor pub, this place out there in Santo Domingo, and it was a very famous place. And of course, David Ortiz is from the Dominican Republic. And he's very, very popular in the world, especially in the world of Latin baseball.
Right.
He's a god and should be. He's in the Hall of Fame here in America, and people just adore him. But the original report was, when things like this happen, people just, they start talking about the first thing that comes to mind. They figured that David Ortiz was having an affair with the girlfriend, wife, or whatever, of a drug cartel person.
That was one of the early rumors out
there. That was what came across first.
Right.
And so these guys were given $8,000, which is a lot down there. If you don't have anything, so they gave these guys the money. I guess 25-year-old Rolfi Ferreira Cruz, and at least 9 others have been arrested in connection with the shooting. So there was a organized, planned assassination of the poppy.
Yeah,
and they got him in the back. He lost his gallbladder and parts of some internal organs. I think one being a part of his intestine. And you come into this world with all these parts.
Yep.
And when someone says, I remember when I mentioned this to somebody who I know where I was standing. I was with somebody, and they said, you really don't need your gallbladder. I said, well, let's go in the kitchen. Let me take yours out. See how you like it.
Don't say that they've done that. Maybe in the Dominican Republic.
No, look, if you come in with it, it's important.
That's right.
And so don't say you don't need it. That's like when I hear my friends, people around over the course of my lifetime, you hear people, they say, well, he had cancer and of the gallbladder. They took his gallbladder out and they're trying to save, 10 feet of his colon. But, you're going to be okay. And I said, who are you kidding? He's got cancer of the colon. He's going to be okay. He'll be alive. Okay, that's good. But don't tell me. Don't try to convince me that poor guy is in good shape. So David Ortiz is now in Boston, and he's recovering, and his wife is there. Here's my question.
Yes.
What's that conversation like?
I don't know. You got those rumors going out there. That's a tough thing. Here's my question. Do you travel to the Dominican Republic? I mean, these people are dying in hotel rooms and stuff. There must be a real big deal on hotel rooms there these days. I wouldn't be anywhere near that.
I have friends. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have friends who just absolutely love 30-cent margaritas in the Caribbean or in Mexico or wherever it might be. And I'm not going anywhere, where being an American isn't going to be the best thing you can be.
There you go.
I do not want to be in third world countries. I've been in them enough in my life.
So you're not going to any of them?
I tell you, I don't need to be in a third world country and play golf and feel as though at the end of the day the sunset is better than it is here in Malibu.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So it's this is a tough time to travel. And then on top of that, did you hear the story here? They're talking about that flesh-eating bacteria. Now the fresh water meets the salt water.
Brackish
waters. That's exactly right. And they're saying it's going up the coast of the United States where, as it gets warmer and going up there, if you go in that water, you got an open cut or something, you could get some of this bacteria. If you eat the seafood out of there, like the oysters, raw seafood or something, you could get it. There's a guy that was shucking those things and he had it all over his hands and he got the bacteria. I may not be eating salmon with you in the next few days.
Well, salmon's okay.
Is it okay?
Fresh water.
As long as you get it in the seawater
I'm sure these people listening to us see this, you fans out there. Do you see Naked and Afraid? Do you see that show?
You watch that show?
No, I don't watch it.
Thank you.
But you can't help it when you spin the dial and you pass it, there's a naked woman who is sobbing in the middle of the jungle.
I've seen that episode.
Holding a python, and the guy says, you're going to have to help make the firewood. She says, I don't want to make the firewood. And they're arguing about the most petty things. And both of them, especially the woman, I feel for women, you see all these cosmetic shows. My skin is so luxurious now that I've used the super cream. But, they're out there and she's got bumps all over her body. It looks like the roof of my old apartment.
That episode, I saw that one.
It looks like the roof of my old apartment when I lived in New York City.
Look at it like this.
No, it's just beyond anything. Why would you sign up
to do that show?
And the guy says to her, come on, the sun's going to go down. We have to make our dinner. We've got to eat. And I'm yelling at the TV, wait till the sun goes down, and then both of you jerks walk around the beach to the craft service truck.
They ate a spider one time. I watched them cook an actual spider.
No, I know. I that guy, what's that guy's name?
Bear Grylls.
But this guy says, I think I'll have to eat the eyes from the tarantula today because that'll get me.
Oh, thanks.
That'll get me extra energy I need tomorrow.
We'll be back at the Sports Lounge. Naked and Afraid. Be with us.
Hey guys, it's Jennifer Horn, and I've had a MyPillow for the last 2 years, and I am never going back. Before that, I had problems sleeping. The pillow would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, and I'd wake up with a sore neck. Today, I set the patented fill inside MyPillow just the way I want it to support me where I need it most. Now, I fall asleep faster, and I sleep better. MyPillow is made in the USA with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow Premiums for just $69.98. It's only available at MyPillow.com when you use promo code WINNER. That's 2 premium MyPillows, just $69.98 with promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. If you hurry, they'll ship them to you for free. 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back.
Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Don't forget Sirius XM, Channel 211, Saturdays noon, Pacific 3 Eastern. It's also on the Sports Byline, also Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. And then, of course, all those times on CRN, as well as Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. We have our Facebook Live rolling and all that stuff. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. What about the Lakers? They're trying to clear some salary cap here.
Brother, this is a bonehead group.
What's going on?
Look, they've got under this is tough to explain,
yes.
And I'm not going to try to do it because I'll just stumble all over the place. The deal is they've got to put together a Mo Wagner, Isaac Bonga, and Jerimo Jones, to find some teams that will take their contracts so they have enough money by the time the six shows up or whatever.
What's the free agency
the
day? Time.
The free agency day.
Yeah.
So they can offer, so they'll be able to offer a max contract to a third player.
A good player, yeah.
Right? So,
some free agent.
But there's all kinds of percentages that it has to be in. You know, what's his name? Davis. You know, he wants his $4 million. He wants his $4 million that would complete his the bonus he would get for having been traded before a specific deadline. All these things are based on deadlines. If Davis doesn't waive his $4.1 million trade bonus, the Lakers and the Pelicans trade wouldn't be allowed, even if Los Angeles finds a third team for the player, not included in the original deal with the New Orleans Pelicans.
You're right. You're going to make my head explode.
I know, but it's ridiculous.
But they're trying to clear salary cap. They want to get the maximum amount of salary cap so they can sign some big star. Now, we'll be talking about this in upcoming weeks. So what we want to do is have you make comments to us, if you can. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Make your comments there. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And also a Fred Dreyer email, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code Rick. That's right, Rick. Go to NULeafNaturals.com, promo code Rick.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Guys,
You manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt? Trim the Yeti? Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Me being yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
In the Sports Lounge. By the way, a lot of people checking us out here. We do this show on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time, and then it's on Saturdays at noon Pacific time, Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. And Lisa is tuned in and watching us on Facebook Live. The video is always live on Wednesdays when we do the show. Carl, Gail, Beverly said, what channel are you on Sirius XM? Here's the deal, Beverly. We do this show, and then on the weekend, it is played on Channel 211 on Sirius XM at noon Pacific time. That's 3 o'clock Eastern. You can catch it on Sirius 211.
It's good that you're doing this, Mike, because we don't let people know where to find us enough on this
I'm
show.
I'm telling you. So this is the deal, and you can catch us Sunday mornings on CRN and also on Sports Byline at 6 a.m. and also on Saturday at
6 a.m. on Sunday?
Yeah, and a lot of stations play it at various times on the weekend. They take it and play it back at different times. So just remember that you're tuning in here to the Sports Lounge, and you can email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Yeah.
Ask any questions you want. We'll answer them for you. And, you know, check us out also on Facebook Live. We do that that little part of the show live on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock
so
Eastern.
So we're all over the place. You can find us. I mean, we've been getting great response through the mail, so apparently a lot of people are listening to us.
Now, Fred Dreyer, you are a player, and so you brought up a really good point. You talked about Harper on, you know, goes from the Nationals, signs with Philadelphia for, what, 13 years or whatever. And so you have to be a special kind of player for an owner to sign you that is going to be your franchise player for 13 years. I mean, you're going to get injured. You're going to have slumps. You're going to have successes.
You're going to get sour is what you're going to get.
And then now you bring this up. You get sour a little bit. You played most of your career. You played with the New York Giants, were signed there. You were, you know, almost on the New England Patriots. You were sort of on their roster but never played. And then you went to the Rams. You played for the Rams for a long time. You are the kind of player that I, as an owner, would put money behind because I know whether you're injured or not injured or whatever, mentally you're going to be prepped and ready to go for every game, and you're going to know your limitations and play to your ability.
Well, yeah. So
that's the kind of player you need to sign to long-term deals.
See, what was interesting is I was 23 years old. I get drafted by the Giants.
Right.
And I'm just going to say this because I use it as a perfect example of what is not being done because it's just the opposite. People get buffaloed by the fact that there are millions and millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in sports. And if you have a good year or 2 years, you get something back to back and you get going pretty good and you're putting up some numbers and you know, they write about you in the newspapers. You feel as though, okay, now I can make a big hit, you know, and so, which is fine. And you can get out there and you can sign a multi-year contract and get lots of money and try to hope you get it guaranteed, which in baseball you can, in basketball you can. Football, it's you're not completely covered, but they're going to figure that out here in the next year or two when they have another strike. And believe me, they will strike for that.
Wow.
So the interesting thing is that I signed with the Giants. I was the 13th player picked in the country in 69. And what I wound up doing was I signed a one-year contract. I didn't sign a multi-year contract. I figured, here's what I figured, and I was correct. I figured that, you know, what's the average contract? What's the average length of playing time for a player? 4 years, 3.5 to 4 in the National Football League. I didn't know really what to expect, but I knew that if I was going to have a chance of making any money, I couldn't be trapped in a 4 or 5 year standard player contract. So what I did is I showed up at the Giants and I signed a one-year deal. And then after that year was over with, I signed another one-year deal.
Wow.
And at the end of the second season, going into the third year, I was negotiating for yet another single contract. So Wellington Mara, the owner of the Giants, said, we want to sign you to a five-year deal. And I said, no, I don't want it because I'll never get a shot at making any money. Because what they'll do is they'll give you the STEP program.
You hit on it.
Well, and they say, okay, we're going to give you $45,000 your third year, and then $47,500 your fifth year, $2,500 bumps. And then what it does, it puts you in a position, it foments animosity because they've locked you in and you don't have any room to move. And, yeah. And so now it's just the opposite. Here's a bunch of money, hundreds of millions for 13, and you're locked in and you're not moving.
That's it. I get it. This is a great discussion. You're with us here in the lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, stay with us here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's FORCE to 321321.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. Coming to you from the studios of CRNTalk.com. Check us out, CRNTalk.com. SportsByline.com. Of course, this show, Sirius 211, on Saturdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And throughout the weekend, 6 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time, 9 Eastern. You can check it out on Sports Byline. And, of course, on CRN, we're doing the show live for you at all those times. And also on Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Now, David Ortiz, the word was out. We should add to that story we were talking about earlier here is that they're saying he was not the real victim. It was his friend who was the intended victim. It was not David Ortiz. You believe that?
Yeah.
Well, you don't believe that, do you?
Well, look, if I'm the guy that was paid $8,000, Americano, if I was paid $8,000 and if I was Ralphie Ferreira Cruz, I would be trying to get people to understand that Ortiz was not the intended target. It was an accident. We feel bad about it. We would never, ever, ever get out there and take 8,000 measly dollars and kill a icon such as David Ortiz.
Big Poppy, yeah.
So the reason they came out and said that it wasn't Big Poppy was to keep from being killed. If somebody pays him $8,000 and he goes out and kills Big Poppy, and he's supposed to kill Big Poppy, and he blows it, that guy's dead.
Now this is the hunter brain thinking along with the whole thing. It's like it makes sense.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's a conversation in here somewhere about you know, you've got a guy here who blew a hit. If he's saying he wasn't the intended target,
right?
I mean, if you've got a machine gun, or if you've got you're on a bike and you drive by and you take a shot at this guy and you shoot randomly, haphazardly, and the guy that you're supposed to kill, you know, goes unhit, then.
I'm with you.
Isn't it possible that he just says, I've got to take the heat off of me killing Big Poppy?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I'll
so we'll see.
We'll see, but I think that that could be in there.
Now, one other thought, and we're looking at the when we do Facebook Live, a lot of interactive stuff coming from people. And so we were talking here on the show throughout the different segments about, a baseball player, any sports player, signing a huge multi-year deal and making all these millions of dollars, but maybe tailing off on the last 5 years of a 13-year deal or whatever. It's just not going to be the same. And so here's my thought to you, Fred Dreyer, because you were smart enough, you said, to sign a one-year deal. You're a businessman ahead of your time because you knew I'm going to do really well. I'm going to increase my value. And instead of signing a 3-year deal where I get $25,000 jumps or whatever, I'm going to sign a 1-year deal and make my value go up high so other teams want me now. And all of a sudden my value, the bidding war goes up and I sign shorter term contracts. So my question to you is, why would you sign a long-term deal? Who makes the money off that? And it comes down to these days. I don't know if you had one at the time. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you did this yourself. The agent wants you to sign the stupid deal. You know, you take these guys that take a guy away for another $100,000 more, and he goes to New York, and he's got to pay all this money for travel and to get a hotel, get a different house and everything, and he's made less money in the long run, but the guy that made more, because he's taking his money off the top, the agent is messing up these guys' careers.
Well, today you've got super agents that represent 5, 6, 8, 10 people.
Yeah.
And they're all queuing up to get paydays for these guys, and the idea is we want to get you a package, so we're going to try like heck. That's what they did. They came out and said Manny Machado wants a 10-year, $30 million a year, $300 million for Machado, and they said, well, I don't know about that. So he goes out and signs his contract. No, Dodgers aren't going to sign him. Most teams did not want to sign this guy for $30 million a year for 10 years. One of the reasons the Dodgers got involved in the Harper deal for about 15 minutes, they went to Vegas to talk to him, was to say, look, we'll give you $50 million a year for 4 years.
Yeah.
So at the end, we have an out.
You have an out.
And you have an out. So you're up for another contract. Or two, if you go about it the right way,
right?
You know, again, when I signed my 1 year contracts, I signed one for $25,000 the first year. Then I went from 25, I went to 37.
Yeah,
that was a $12,500 a bump.
In those days, that was a bump.
And it was a bump. So then at the going into the third year, which the Giants said, hey, wait a minute. I said, I want $45,000. And they said, wait a minute. You've been going into the league 3 years and you're already at $45,000? I said, yeah, but I played.
Yes.
And so I deserve it. And they said, well, okay, we're not saying you don't deserve it. Let's just see if we can come to an agreement. I said, fine. In the meantime, I'll play out my option. That's how I got out of New York. I just said, and they said, toward the end of the year, let's sit down and talk about a long-term deal. I don't want to talk about a long-term deal. Why? Because the team's not very good. And that's the reason I'm able to get out. See, you know, in those days, you had to be able to establish your value in the marketplace.
Yes.
How are you going to do that if you're under contract?
Yeah, that's very good. Fred Dreyer, man ahead of his time there, handling his own destiny. And that's maybe what you're saying. Manny Machado may be upset that he's now saying, I'm with the Padres here.
He could very well be sitting at home saying to his girlfriend, wife, see, I'm here for 10 years. Yeah, but you're making all that money, darling.
Yeah, well.
And he says, yeah, but I could have signed a 4-year deal and then in 2 years had an opt-out.
That's why we're on week-to-week contracts here in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back.
That's why we make the big money.
That's right.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, final segment of the show here. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer, and it's our email segment, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Steven says, I hope Mr. Dreyer will see this as a child. I grew up watching Hunter. Some family members love the show as well. I remember one Christmas I asked to meet and get Fred Dreyer's autograph. I still watch Hunter and think about how good the shows were when I was young. Thank you for being such a great person and actor.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being such a devoted fan. That's what makes a great show, the fans.
Andy says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. You were one of my biggest television film heroes. I'm 46 now. Grew up in the 80s watching your shows, watching them all again on Amazon Prime. Have a great day, and we'll be following you on Facebook.
Thanks, Andy. Have a great time.
Daniel says, it is also possible, is it? Can you send a personalized autograph picture to me? I'd be willing to pay for it. How do they get you to sign a picture, Fred?
You got to send me what you want me to sign and with a returned envelope in it, and I will do that.
There you have it. Make sure you send it in self-addressed stamped envelope to get it back. David says, happy belated Father's Day, Fred. Hope your day went well. About ready to watch some Hunter. Huge fan.
Great. Thanks a lot.
T.L. Trout says, at Fred Dreyer, watching Hunter, the garbage man. Episode featured Ed O'Neill facing off against Christopher McDonald. It was a terrific episode. Gotta love the Dodge Daytona Turbo Z. Thanks for making Hunter. It's one of my all-time favorite TV series. Remember that episode?
I do. That's the first year of the show.
That was, huh? And yeah. How was that Dodge Daytona Turbo Z?
That was Stephanie's car, I believe.
Oh.
It was a red one, wasn't it?
I believe it was a red one.
I had the Dodge, the big green Dodge Satellite that just blew everybody away.
Philo Manta says, I want to be a tough guy cop like Fred Dreyer as Hunter. You're having a resurgence here because Amazon Prime is putting all this stuff, Fred. People are loving you.
Yeah, they're really doing a great job keeping us up in the forefront.
Yeah, any of your other shows maybe coming back? We've talked about Land's End possibility.
You know what I got? I got a notice from somebody. I don't know how long ago it was, but I got a notice that the movie I did, Death Before Dishonor, that thing is back out. It's being circulated. It's a good movie.
All right, we'll have more for you on that next week. We got to run here. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final words from you, Fred.
Have a great time, and we'll see you next time.